27 after the hour. Monday it is. Monday. 22nd of October. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here to examine what's going on, the irregular news of the day, things from our perspective. And by the way, Senator George McGovern has died.
Oh, I know. That's sad.
Any news? Most people got that yesterday, age of 90. Hospice once again in the focus. People don't even remember, for the most part, who he ran against. They remember that he had a weak showing because he was the first one, I think, that was really labeled with the L word successfully on radio and television by Richard Nixon. Remember that? No, you don't remember that. You weren't even alive then.
No.
Did you study that in school?
Yes.
You did. What did you study? What did you get out of it? What do you remember about the race between Richard Nixon and George McGovern in 1972?
I don't remember much about the race at all, actually. But I just remember we studied Nixon quite a bit.
Because
so tell me about the race.
Disgraced. Well, it wasn't. It was the same kind of stuff, back and forth. McGovern from the state. It was really interesting that he got elected. He really got to grassroots politics and tried to make that work for him when he ran against Nixon. It didn't, because it was power politics by that time. But McGovern, when he became a senator, was so inveigled in the local life. He was in South Dakota and went door to door practically to win. He was never a wealthy man. He died in the hospice. He was not really a guy that had monetary significance, but he had philosophical awareness, and people at that time were looking, those who were left of center were really looking for something, because what happened when Kennedy was killed and LBJ became president, LBJ pretty much ruined that wing of the Democratic Party. Kennedy had given them strength and hope. The liberals hated Johnson, hated him. And even though he came up with some plans, the New Deal, a lot of the things that were FDR kind of things, just Johnson was nothing but pure politics in the power stroke sense of it, Jennifer. McGovern was a guy who knocked literally on pretty much everybody's door in South Dakota. I realize not a big state. I mean, there's a lot of people. But in order to win his first role, he was in the House of Representatives. Then he went on to the Senate. But he was all over getting to know the constituents and what they wanted to hear, what they needed to know. And he was a great example, whether you agree with his philosophy or not, not the issue. The fact that he was really able to, on the ground, win pretty much single-handedly by himself says a whole lot about politics then and politics now. Can you imagine, let's pick a state, any state, even South Dakota. Somebody running for election there would go door-to-door.
I know. Can you imagine opening your door and seeing Mitt Romney or President Obama even one of your state senators? That's interesting.
Right. The last thing he did that got news coverage was a couple of years ago. He went skydiving to celebrate his 88th birthday, kind of like George Bush. But the two of them, George McGovern never had a lot of friends in high places.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing him. He was never in that political circle.
He did not play that game. He didn't like politics. He had a very strong feeling about what was right and wrong. Justice, like Jimmy Carter, in a manner of speaking, not a whole lot different than Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter really never became, he was not a good politician, and McGovern wasn't either, the other people. I mean, Bill Clinton is a consummate politician. George Bush, the father, wasn't really a great politician. But anyway, are these two guys good politicians? One would wonder. 800-510-8255. Debate tonight. Our poll at DougSteffen.com today. Will you watch the debate tonight? A, yes. I want to know more about the candidates. B, probably. I like to hear the zingers. C, I doubt it. I made up my mind who I was going to vote for a long time ago. D, only if there's nothing else to watch.
And there won't be, because they shut everything down.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's it. No, can't stand watching them. and go, I don't like watching them go at each other.
Don't you think we missed an answer? I think the answer that is going to be prevalent tonight is with all this uproar over the Libya smackdown. I think people are going to see what happens tonight for that.
Right. And there's no way Obama comes out looking good on that one. It just doesn't. There are drones. There are stories this weekend of drones flying over Benghazi at the time the attack took place. Apparently, there's a lot of film, video, stills of what actually happened, and it really looks, it doesn't look good for these people because they kept stalling on what happened. They must have had access to this, right?
But what about this October surprise, though, this Iranian nuclear deal?
Well, I guess the answer to that, my answer to it, if you can do it now, why didn't you do it 4 years ago? What did you wait until the week before the election to start these conversations? By the way, the White House has denied, even though there have been a number of news reports suggesting, if you've not heard the story, the essence of it is that that Iran and America, without Israel, and that's what really got this thing. The Israelis are the ones responsible for flushing this out, because there are, through various channels, the information that's around, and somebody at the UN said to somebody, in the Israeli delegation, did you hear that the Americans and the Iranians were talking about ending the nuclear problem? And the guy from Israel, what? What are you talking about? So Netanyahu calls Obama. Obama doesn't basically say anything because he doesn't like Netanyahu to begin with. So they have a very chilly relationship. So nobody knows. If somebody asks Mrs. Clinton and she says, I don't know what you're talking about. So, hello. You know what it's... Here's something that I always have chuckled about in terms of observation here. Pretty much everybody's life is grabbing one's ass and moving forward. Have you noticed that?
It's true.
Life, your life, my life, and the politicians who run the country, people who run big businesses, yeah, they'll tell you they've got a 4-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 12-year plan. But when they get into the corner, all they use their basic instincts. You try to figure out what somebody's really all about, back them into a corner, and then you see what their true metal is. That's really the way it is. And it happens sometimes. The word accident, I don't think is applicable, because I don't believe in accidents. I think everything goes the way it's supposed to go. Maybe you don't like it and you don't understand. I can ask the question about my dear friend Edgar. Why did he die? I don't get that. There's no good reason that I can come up with for why he died. You could say that about your spouse. You could say it about a child that you love that died in some horrible circumstance. All right, look at this thing from Miami this morning. Three people were killed after a drag race in Miami. Two of the the SUV's occupants were like old enough to know better.
Yeah, 43-year-old. This happens all the time in L.A. People die in these kind of drag race things.
So now they're going, they're in Miami now, and there's a family. This guy's got his family in the car, and he's drag racing some kid. What are you, nuts? I mean, give me a break. A 43-year-old guy with his children in the car. And grandchildren, his 15-year-old son, his wife, and a 12-year-old son. Drag racing in Miami with a 19-year-old.
It's a case of people thinking they're just having fun.
He's stupid. He's having fun.
Yeah, that's a case of people thinking they're just going to have fun. They don't think about the repercussions of what that does.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
I saw an interesting commercial last night that it really got me thinking, and I actually ended up then seeing like three more right after it.
Yeah.
But it's this guy who's driving down the street, and he's talking about how stupid someone looked, and he can't believe he made it home safe because he drove drunk last night. And then he goes, oh, hold on, I'm getting another call. And he looks down to grab his phone to answer it, and he runs into somebody. So they're saying drunk driving numbers are down, but now distracted driving numbers are up. And are you, you know, essentially equating it? And you know what? When you think about it at first, it's like, oh, not as bad as driving drunk, but it really is.
Yeah, sure.
Car races, texting, putting your makeup on. I mean, it's all the same thing.
Now, to be fair, there are two or three different versions of this story, by the way, that have floated around for the last 24 hours. One of them, the scenario I just painted for you, where this 43-year-old is having a drag race with his other kids. Apparently, there was a third car that showed up And this, there wasn't, nobody got hurt in the third car. One of the scenarios is there were two drag racing teenagers, and one of those cars ran into the SUV. But the bottom line is three people are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this malfeasance.
And not under good circumstances.
No.
He denies the racing.
No, right. All right, so anyway, food for thought. Here's some more food for thought from the Good Day program. Do you need to lose 30 pounds or more? And you'd like to do it the natural way. I've got to spill something on you here that doesn't involve any stimulants. There's no prepackaged meals in this. This method, which we've been talking about here for the past month or so, is through a product called Axia, AXIA 30, New Frontier in Weight Loss Science. Yes, it uses science, 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 science. Doctor formulated, clinically proven to make the weight go away. It helps reduce cravings. It curbs your appetite, helps you to feel full faster in part. New breakthrough. It's an antioxidant weight loss formula, Axia 30, shown in clinical studies to help both men and women lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Eat a balanced diet of 1,850 calories, and man, will you be there. You'll be happy with the results, or you get your money back. Not bad, huh? Nothing nasty about this. It's all pure science, and it's recommended by lots of people who have their head screwed on tightly and straight. These clinicians who have done these studies, working hard to figure out how to help you lose the weight and keep it off. Try Axia 30 for a full 12 weeks. You get 12 weeks worth of substance. I'll put it that way. Substance. 800-525-8345. Axia 30. 12 weeks, risk-free. So what you get is a three-month supply and a free month supply after you have the 90-day thing paid for. And if it doesn't work, as I said, you get your money back. Axia 30, 800-525-8345. Tremendous weight loss results. Really good stuff for men and women. Full 90-day money-back guarantee. Axia 30, risk-free, and the free bottle at 800-525-8345. 525-8345.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
All right, make sure you check out greenjobsforveterans.com. You want to make up to 80 grand a year and you're a veteran. Greenjobsforveterans.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The third and final presidential debate is Monday night in Boca Raton, Florida. With the race dead even, both candidates are looking for a performance that will shift the momentum in their favor. We thought we'd help out with a few debate do's and don'ts. All right, here we go. Do, speak loudly and clearly. You're in Boca Raton, Florida. Their city motto is, say it in my good ear. Mr. President, this one's just for you. Don't mention killing Osama bin Laden anymore. It was great and all, but Americans have a short attention span. At this point, saying you killed bin Laden is like saying you won the second season of American Idol. And Obama, do talk down to the American people. Stop assuming we know the issues as well as you. Most of us are dummies. Half the country thinks Obamacare is who we call when our iPad stops working. Mitt Romney, do mention that you saved the Olympics, but don't mention that it was the Winter Olympics. The Summer Olympics are a grand spectacle of sport. The Winter Olympics is just 48 different kinds of sliding. Don't smile so much. Your normal facial expression already looks like you're shaming a waiter. When you smile, it looks like you're about to tell your dad it's time to move into a home. And remember, you're in Boca. Also, TV networks, don't televise the post-debate stage hugs and milling about. It looks like the lights just came on at America's most boring nightclub.
There you go.
Funny advice from Seth. I like
Yes, Seth Meyers there on Saturday Night Live with his own, I suppose, take on what may or may not happen tonight. Again, the poll at DougStephan.com asks you whether or not you're going to watch tonight. The poll on Friday, do you read supermarket tabloids like the National Enquirer? Let's see how that shook out. 35% said, nope, I never read that junk. 33% of you who responded at DougStephan.com said, I just glance at the ridiculous headlines. 16% of you said, I just skim as I am at the checkout counter. Let's see, 9%, I miss the old Weekly World News. 7% said, yeah, I love them. The National Enquirer had a story. Was it last Thursday? When was that? When did that pop out of the Enquirer? It was Thursday, I think, wasn't it?
I think it might have been.
Yeah, well, they publish once a week?
They do, once a week. I think on it's either Tuesday or Thursday, so it might have been Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think of that story?
I think it's got to be 100% true if it was in the Enquirer.
Of course.
Right next to my alien, you know, stole my dog or something.
Right.
Like that.
Okay. Of course. What are we talking about? What's the story?
Right. What is it?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Do you know we asked this question on Facebook?
We did.
Just wanted to throw this out. Do you read the tabloids? And if you do, how often and which ones?
Mm-hmm.
Not many people responded, mostly because I think they don't want to cop to it.
Really?
Okay said she never does. Cindy said she used to, but they exploit celebrities and delve into people's lives in such a hurtful way to make money that she can't put her money behind misery. So the answer is no. She thinks the paparazzi should be banned. And this is true because there are so many magazines now. You do see these paparazzi people everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, it used to be you just had two of these crazy newspapers when you went through the shopping line, and it was more about regular people instead of celebrities.
It was always the National Enquirer. It always, when I was working in Palm Beach, because they're headquartered in Palm Beach, right. I remember I had a guy on frequently who was probably their main writer. And some of the stuff these guys would cook up, him and some of the others, were, but they paid them better. Many of them came from the legitimate side of the news, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy had worked for the Palm Beach Post, but they paid him twice as much money. They wanted, you know, they really wanted to have good people.
Right.
That's what they wanted.
Hmm.
Right, so anyway.
Hey, and this is Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of stuff about Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, the National Enquirer. And, well, actually, we'll have time to work on that in the next half hour of the Good Day program. It's Jennifer and Doug at 28 After on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Believe it or not, the release of The Lord of the Rings inspired tens of thousands of people to visit New Zealand. And to this day, the country is spending millions on movie tourism promotion. Well, guess what? I say if it gets you out there, there's no problem with being inspired by a movie. The trick is to personalize the experience so you're just not following the crowd. You'll probably recognize the town of Mautamauta on New Zealand's North Island as the real-life Hobbit Town. There are public tours, including those famous Hobbit Holes. But this area also has a number of working farms, and you can set up a farm stay on top of the organized tour to really immerse yourself in the local culture. A little closer to home, a company called On Location Tours showcases famous movie and TV sites throughout New York. But it's not just Manhattan. They also go into Brooklyn to find those recognizable filming locations, and even into New Jersey on a Sopranos-themed tour. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
You can buy the same Acer UltraThin laptop at the big electronics store, or you could get it at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Super UltraThin 2.0 is here!
Technology changes quickly. If you put it on your credit card at the electronics store, you could end up paying years past its prime. Only Rent-A-Center offers the Rack Flex plan with fixed terms, so you never pay more than the agreement.
Mega UltraThin 3.0 coming soon!
Why pay longer than the technology will last? Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money. See store for details. Rental purchase transaction.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're just joining us. We were examining the National Enquirer when last we spoke, and the subject of our poll on Friday, plus some questions that we had in our social media about supermarket tabloids. We were pushed into this because of the O.J. Simpson story, him offering the knife that killed his wife for $5 million. And that was something that a lot of people thought, wow, this is outrageous. How can he get, first of all, the question was, how did he get the knife? But that wasn't as important as the National Enquirer coming out with the story. So I have taken it upon myself, Jennifer, to do some research. I don't normally source the National Enquirer. It isn't up on my board. When I look through the news of the day, I have about 14 different sources that I look at every day. Some of them are conventional, like the normal news sites, and some of them are moderately unconventional because I like to know what everybody else is not talking about, because I think sometimes in there, if we mine it properly, we'll come up with some really good material that people will remember, and that's, after all, what it's all about. So, perhaps I should have a button on my screen for the National Enquirer so that we can all learn more about some of the celebrities. And we have our own celebrity stories here. You like
we
to
do.
Take...
Our own celebrity sources.
Right, exactly.
Because we don't like things to be old and
but
repeated.
We missed the Sarah Palin bombshell book.
No.
With shocking claims that the National Enquirer has a world exclusive on. She cheated on her husband.
That rumor has been going around. Do you buy it?
I don't know. You think she did? With her, her husband's business partner?
Ooh. I didn't hear that part.
Now, has she gone on a diet and gotten skinny? Did I see that or hear something?
Sarah Palin
that?
Has always been super duper thin. Now, her daughter, Bristol, is who you might be referring to.
No,
Bristol.
I was actually looking at a picture of Sarah Palin last week one day, and I thought, ooh, she didn't look as
I think she looks really thin, but Bristol, her daughter, lost like 25, 30 pounds, something like that.
Really? Okay, so that's good. You think her mother, is it like mother, like daughter? You think
sometimes. Either that or it's so you get so sick of your mother as a daughter, then you just rebel and do the exact opposite.
It could be. All right, wait a minute. Here's another world exclusive.
Breaking news.
Investigators nab Dateline's Chris Hansen cheating on his wife.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Done.
The camera,
done,
hidden camera, done. Sting operation.
Right. Let's see, what else have we, have you followed them? Do you follow this sort of thing on Facebook? Because all these places have Facebook pages as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd actually have to find the Enquirer, probably, and follow it. I personally do not.
Breaking news! Jessica Lange has, you see the picture? I actually just saw a picture of Jessica Lange. She's 63. She's got a lot
she
of...
Looks, she looks pretty, I think.
Yeah, but she
oh,
doesn't...
what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say that she has a lot of wrinkles. And they've been accentuated because now we think of people in Hollywood, they get to be 63, they've had their wrinkles all moved around.
They have.
All right. So let's get beyond some of this silly stuff and talk about what isn't quite as silly. And Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel getting married last week. Everybody's, not everybody's, but a lot of people. There's big stuff in People magazine, National Enquirer as well. One of the stories that is a sidebar story is the fact that Britney Spears blames Justin Timberlake for her shaky mental and emotional state.
I don't even know if she blames him so much as the parents are blaming this on the change that they saw in their daughter. Because they're saying now, the reason that this is all coming to a head is that, do you remember the guy Sam Lutfi?
Yes.
Okay, he was the one that was the bad influence on Britney when she was shaving all of her hair off.
And right, wasn't he the manager or something?
He became her manager after a while, but he was originally paparazzi, and she just kind of picked him out of a crowd, and he sort of preyed on her. Mm-hmm. But he's taken to trial Britney's parents, Jamie and Lynn Spears, for basically defamation of character.
Lutfi is. And yes. All the players straight here. Okay, so Lutfi's suing the parents of Britney
Lynn and
Spears.
Jamie, right. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay.
For breach of contract, libel, and defamation. The defamation comes from a book that Lynn wrote talking about Britney's dark period and making all these accusations against Sam. So Sam's suing. So now you're finding out about Britney's state of mind. And the parents said that Britney was a ray of sunshine up until 2003 when she and Justin Timberlake split up. And then she started acting kind of weird. She separated. Her father suspected maybe drugs or something. She got married to Kevin Federline in 2006, and then after that was over, she changed again, so her dad tried to intervene and finally got her to go to rehab, but she stayed for one day. Then she went back to rehab and actually completed a 30-day program, but when she got out, she was mad at her parents, she was mad at the world, and that's when she met Sam. And Sam really integrated himself into her life quickly and made her dependent on him. Now, over the weekend, it also came out that the drug of choice for her allegedly was crystal meth. That was what she had problems with, and she was so paranoid she thought the judge was going to take her boys away, and that's why she shaved her hair to eliminate any evidence, because, you know, drug residue stays in your hair for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has she used other things over the years? Is that the allegation?
The allegation is that she had a drug problem, but no one, the only thing that they've named specifically is crystal meth.
All right, speaking of drug problems, we have Lindsay Lohan. And her insanity continuing with her father and her mother and the paparazzi and the Enquirer and everybody else happy to run around this circus.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's being accused of not showing up for her next job. That happens every time she gets a new job.
Yeah, every time. And it seems that she might be using again. I mean, when Michael Lohan looks like the sane parent and he constantly sells her out to the media, it is really rough. But if you remember last week, Lindsay and her mom had this big, supposedly cocaine-fueled fight over money because Lindsay has been supporting her mother and trying to save her mom's house. And the father gets involved. Then the father sells the audio from the phone call to TMZ, which then Lindsay says, I want a restraining order against Michael. I don't trust him. So she's back in again with her mom. And I guess on Friday, Michael showed up to her house to try to do an intervention. And this intervention, it was coordinated not only with the dad, but also with Lindsay's lawyer, the one that represented her on TV, Sean Hawley, and then her manager and her lawyer. And this whole group of people say that she has a problem and that it stems back to when she was working on Liz and Dick. She started drinking again. And now they suspect that she's drinking a half a bottle to a bottle and a half of vodka every day and that there's cocaine paraphernalia around the house. So apparently she's off the wagon. They tried to get her to go to rehab. She actually had some guy who was at her house pretending to be her boyfriend send them away and call the cops, and so they had to leave. So she's still at home. Yeah. She's not in rehab.
Whack job. It's sad.
But you know what? The thing is, it's even sadder that they did this intervention, yet the story still managed to go to TMZ because Michael Lohan sells it there. So he's trying to be a good dad, but then he sells the story. It's just weird.
All right, is the good news of the day to get back to some kind of sanity here. The fact that seven men were arrested, accused of planning a major terrorist plot. Mm-hmm. Is this the October surprise? They were Al-Qaeda-linked operatives planning to attack shopping centers, residential buildings, including going after diplomats, that kind of thing, in Jordan. So what is that got to do with us here? Why is this a big deal? There's a big headline today. Jordanian officials foil terrorist plot. 11 arrested.
Don't you think, just given the landscape, no matter what the candidate, if some little bit of good news filters out, they want to really make sure the media picks up on it?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And why doesn't
it? I mean, how many days do we have? 16?
I think 15.
Oh, thank God.
Whew. Yeah.
One day closer, I just got a day back. Yay!
And deeper into, I remember that old, no, you don't know, the Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 tons, and what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
The sheriff of Maricopa County, Joe Arpaio.
Love that guy.
Popular guy, polarizing as ever. A lot of outside interest and influence focused on his race for a sixth consecutive term as the sheriff. You remember him, national icon. He's focused on the illegal immigrants, wants to enforce movement of the illegals across the border and send them back. He has a campaign for sheriff that's attracted $8 million from out-of-state donors. $8 million. Political action committees raising money for him as well. So he's got $8 million for his own campaign, plus another couple of million from the outside sources, these political action groups that are now legal because of Citizens United and that ridiculous, horrible ruling of a couple of years ago by the Supreme Court. That's a lot of money. And the twist, the battles that have gone on before, he's running against a retired Phoenix police sergeant named Paul Penzoni. He's getting money from outside factions as well, but he only got $500,000 so far, mostly from labor groups who are trying to get Arpaio out of there. And, you know, the crazy immigration groups that are trying to, you know, sort of keep things the way they are, whatever that is and however that is. So imagine that. He's got $8 million, Arpaio has. The guy running his got $500,000 for a job that pays $59,000 or $64,000 a year as sheriff. Okay, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
800-510-8255. A birthday boy to celebrate in a minute here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy. Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
For 24 years of age, this young woman has a lot of soul and substance to her writing and her singing. Adele has something else to crow about, Jennifer.
Yeah, she's a new mama. She just had a baby over the weekend. Now, she didn't even admit to this pregnancy until she was 7 months. So it was one of the shortest pregnancies in Hollywood, I think, which is good. And she had a little baby boy, which is very fun.
Yeah.
So cute. No name has been announced, but very, very cute.
Yeah. All right. So she's got this boyfriend, Konecki, and
Simon. Yes.
Simon Konecki, who must now be her manager by now, right?
He should be if he's not.
Right, exactly.
That's where they always end up.
Right,
can you imagine how lucky that kid is, though, having her sing you lullabies?
That's
not
sweet.
Bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the story from the weekend. A Halloween party gone somewhat awry. A young lady, 9 years old, in costume, shot outside a Pennsylvania home during the party. A relative thought she was a skunk. Police say the girl was over on the backside of a hill wearing a costume that sort of looked like a skunk.
It was black and had a black hat and a white tassel, just screamed skunk.
Yeah. And one of her relatives mistook her for a skunk and fired a shotgun at her.
Skunk!
Hitting her in the shoulder, arm, back, and neck. Alcohol may have been involved. Flown to Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Yeah.
On a shotgun.
What's a guy like that doing with a shotgun? I suppose maybe would be the question, right? I don't get, you know, me and guns.
But you know what? There's the difference. These kind of people are the ones that ruin it for responsible people.
Of course they
are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no question about it. But that's what people will walk away from with that incident. People will talk about that all day long today, much more so than, you know, almost anything else. Once people hear that story, they say, oh, my God, did you hear the story about the guy who shot the young girl with a shotgun? Did she look like a skunk?
Mm.
51 after.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
After the hour, Shelley Palmer, who is our reporter on technology, Jennifer, has in his blog taken apart the presidential campaign because of its lack of vision. Neither campaign is talking about the future, differing views about how the next century will create more jobs, high-tech jobs, that kind of stuff. The high-tech jobs in a lot of states have increased dramatically. But why? I wonder why nobody's talking about that. That's a good question. All right. What Shelley deals with today, a new version of Microsoft Office 365, which is aimed at students. You'll certainly want to listen to this. It's coming right up in a moment here on Good Day.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Several weeks ago, Microsoft unveiled Office 365. No longer is Office a suite of programs you buy and have forever. Instead, it's a subscription-based model that gives you the programs you know and love, like Word, Excel, and Outlook, along with SkyDrive storage and Skype credits. Last Friday, Microsoft announced Office 365 University, aimed specifically at students. For $80 or $1.67 per month over a four-year education, you get a two-computer license for Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, Outlook, Publisher, and Access, plus 27 gigs of SkyDrive storage. The coolest thing is Office on Demand, which lets you stream your copy of Office on another computer with an internet connection. Home for Thanksgiving and need to get a paper done? Stream Office to Dad's laptop and you're all set. As we and Microsoft continue our journey into the purely digital download age, this seems to be a good fit and a sweet deal for college students. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
All right, let's think about music and worthwhile movements. They seem to go hand in hand, Jennifer, which may be why an acclaimed musician is working with a major coffee company to encourage people to buy fair trade items. Bobby Owens here on Good Day with more.
By buying fair trade coffee, people help farmers receive a fair price for their beans while receiving a better cup of coffee for themselves. Green Mountain Coffee took musician and brand ambassador Grace Potter to Colombia.
I'm teaming up with Green Mountain Coffee to help people to understand the importance of fair trade. I've seen firsthand the impact fair trade can make on coffee farming communities, and I want to encourage people to learn more, get involved, and buy fair trade products.
October is Fair Trade Month, and Green Mountain Coffee has launched the Great Coffee, Good Vibes, Pass It On campaign to encourage people to purchase Fair Trade Certified Coffee and enter for the chance to win a trip to a coffee-growing country.
Great Coffee, Good Vibes, Pass It On. Go to Green Mountain Coffee's Facebook page to learn more.
Consumers can enter the sweepstakes from now through October 31st by logging on to facebook.com/greenmountaincoffee. That's Consumer Focus from Green Mountain Coffee.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.